The News from Lake Wobegon podcast is supported by Honey Nut Cheerios Cereal. Snacking while you listen to podcasts can help you lower your cholesterol if you're snacking on Honey Nut Cheerios. Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out there on the edge of the prairie. It's been warm here this week. It was up in the 50s and the 60s, and the first mosquito bite was recorded on Wednesday. It bit the wife of the Lutheran pastor, Judy Inquist, in her kitchen, and she was mixing up some tapioca pudding. It bit her on her right hand, on the back of her right hand, and she cursed. She uttered a profane word, which the pastor heard in his study down the hall, and being Lutheran, assumed it was aimed at him. And thought for a moment what he could have done that would have aroused her anger, and he could think of a number of things, as of course we all can. It was Easter on Sunday, a dramatic service in the Lutheran church, when the church is dark and people come into a dark church, and then young barefoot women in white robes bring in the altar cloth and the Bible and the candles and the Easter lilies, as Judy Inquist stands in the back of the church with the rheostat and gradually turns the lights up, and we celebrate the risen Christ. We all miss Mrs. Larson, who used to be at our Easter service. It's been years since she died. She wore enormous hats the size of truck tires. They're just enormous. She looked like an African woman carrying a jug of water on her head, or a big plate of fruit in her case. She, gorgeous hats. Just because Jesus died doesn't mean we have to be sad, she said. And she was quite a figure. She was like Rosalind Russell there in our midst, a big, tall woman who every Easter sang the old rugged cross. She took off her hat for that. She stood up in front and she sang the old rugged cross, all of the verses, until one year she didn't remember a single verse of it. And she sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow instead. And that worked just as well. Afterward, there is egg bake in the church basement, which is fixed by the Lutheran youth. They don't attend Easter morning service. They're busy making the egg bake. We assume they know that Christ is risen, but they're making the egg bake, which has eggs in it, and it has cheese, and it has onion, and sausage, bacon, you know, whatever you'd like to put in. Hash browns it has in, green peppers, just all different proportions. It's a creative process. And we all go downstairs after we celebrate the resurrection, and we load on some ballast, and we eat the egg bake. One of the egg bake cooks sat down at the piano. She's one of Mrs. Hoagland's piano students, and she's going to be giving a recital here in a couple of weeks. Mrs. Hoagland, with the great bosom, who's been teaching piano with a little bust of Bach and Chopin on the top of her piano, this great bosom which heaves listening to music, and it is not from overwhelming emotion, it's from frustration. You know, you train kids to play Chopin, it's like training them to do the high jump, and they come to the big event and they walk up to the bar and underneath it. They don't. But she's always hopeful. And here was a girl sitting in the back of the cafeteria, crowded with Lutherans, eating egg bake. And she played the little Chopin etude. Di, 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 di. Li, di, di, di. La, da, da, do, 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 do. And for a woman sitting down at the end of a table, it suddenly brought back an entire memory intact of a fall afternoon in 1983 when she was married. Her wedding day, that etude was the etude that her aunt sat down and played at the piano when they weren't ready to start the processional yet, because the bride was in the vestibule and she was sobbing and she thought she was going to throw up. Her father said, "What's wrong?" "Well, I don't think I want to do this," she said, in the vestibule. She just had a sudden attack of doubt. She'd had an attack of doubt in the Bon Marché beauty salon that morning when she'd gone to have Luann do her hair up. Back when people did their hair up high and you walked into the salon and they sprayed you and you came out looking as if you were part of the court of Versailles, just all piled up on your head. You became 3 inches taller. She started to sob as Luann was doing her hair, and everyone in the beauty parlor was quiet, the bride weeping on her wedding day. And if she had said, "I can't do it, get me out of here," they would have done it, but she didn't say it. Luann said, "Are you all right?" And because she is our child brought up by us, she said, "I'm just fine." And so her hair was done, and all of the old ladies gathered around her to admire her hair, the bride, on her wedding day. All of these old priestesses and sibyls and prophets of our town, and even knowing what they know about marriage, they wished her well. And off she went to the church to marry Bradley, whom she now had serious doubts about because she had met his family now. And the apple does not fall far from the tree. And she was wondering if he could talk or would. But her father helped her down the aisle, and she went down the aisle. And that was the tune that she heard when she opened the church. Die, 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 dee. Die, 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 dee. Lie, die, die, dee. And then it stopped. And then they played Here Comes the Bride, big, fat, and wide. Though she was not. Well, they went off to their honeymoon. They went up, and he didn't say much in the car all the way up to Lutzen, and they got out and they came to the cabin, and she said, joking, "I think you're supposed to carry me across the threshold." And he mumbled something, and then he lifted her up and carried her across, and then he cursed. He'd thrown something out in his back, and he lay down in bed, and he stayed there, flat on his back, moaning to himself for 3 days. And she sat and she read a book, and then they came back home. It got better after that, a little bit better. He was not a bad person. He just sort of seemed to disappear after a while. He didn't have much to say. And after a few years, he disappeared from her bed. And she didn't care that much. And then he went away for a long time and came back for a short time. And then it seemed to be over. And she thought to herself, why did this happen? Why did we get married? Well, because everyone thought they were a wonderful couple. They looked at the two of them and thought they made a fine pair. It was sort of an arranged marriage, in a way. She didn't get to choose from a large pool of candidates. There was just Bradley with his thin hair sticking up in the back and his odd half-rim glasses and his high water pants. And then it was all over. She came to New York. She came to New York and she met friends in New York, and they sat discussing what restaurant they wanted to go to that night. And it dawned on her that there was more thought given to what restaurant to go to than she had given to the question of marrying Bradley. It was analyzed at much greater length. She heard the Chopin etude, and she wondered, as she's wondered so many times since, why did I do that? Why did I waste those years? Why did I take that turn? But she can't bring herself to regret it. Life is not a rehearsal. It just surprises you. Wherever you are, you go off and you do what you must do. Every marriage is an arranged marriage. Marriages are not so different from each other. There aren't good marriages and bad marriages. They're just marriages that last longer and others that stop. Everybody goes through the same problems, and we're not to regret any of it for a moment. All of the lovers and the love they made, nothing that was between them was a mistake. All that we did for love's sake was not wasted and will never fade. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average. Mr. Elvis,
the News from Lake Wobegon podcast is supported by Honey Nut Cheerios cereal. Snacking while you listen to podcasts can help you lower your cholesterol if you're snacking on Honey Nut Cheerios.